politicians, you know, for as often as they say things, sometimes they mix up names and things like that. Of course, when it's President Trump, it probably gets a little bit more focused. Hey, you know, anytime that you have a president, I mean, you know, the president speaking, if there's a mistake that's made. But I thought this was hilarious. You heard what happened yesterday when he was doing some support for Tommy Tuberville. You know, that big Senate race that's going on.
Republican primary.
Oh, yeah. In Texas, mm-hmm. was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Alabama.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's running against Jeff Sessions, and they got a runoff today, Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's a big so.
This is the go against Doug Jones.
Yeah,
that Democratic senator.
So, president is making a call in support of Tuberville, and he talks about how he's been a really successful coach, which he was mm-hmm. for many years, especially with Auburn, a big rival against Alabama, and. President Trump said, you know, Tuberville, support him. Want to remember, you know, hey, he's really a successful coach. He beat Alabama like six times in a row. But we won't even mention that, you know, just kind of try to have a little fun with that. And then he says, hey, you know, maybe because of that, beating Alabama, you know, six times in a row, maybe that's how we got Bama to get Lou Saban.
Who?
Lou Saban.
Lou Saban. Auburn fans wish that Lou Saban was
must not think of Lou Holtz, maybe, or something. Huh?
Or that, too.
I think so.
Lou Saban, of course, was a football coach.
Yeah.
But he was not Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Who Bama got. I love the way they describe Lou Saban in the story here. Was a vagabond, had a vagabond half-century existence as a football coach. Oh, nice. Who, unfortunately, he actually died, but he died back in, like, 2009.
Well, he must have gotten around again over 50 years, or he called him a vagabond.
Yeah, he coached a few teams. I didn't realize this, though. I didn't remember this. It says he was the first head coach in the Patriots' history. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
right.
And then the Pro League. And he led the Buffalo Bills to consecutive American Football League championships in 64 and 65.
Yeah.
So I've forgotten that he had that success. No, but... yeah, so he was no Nick Saban, which, but I just thought that was funny. But, and I thought MSU fans might appreciate the fact, too, that because there's still a lot of people from MSU, they, even though Nick Saban was with the team years ago, they still have less than fond memories from Nick as head coach of the Spartans,
right.
Who left without doing the job that he had said he was going to set forth to do and then ended up doing it in Alabama.
I remember in the 2004 election when John Kerry was at Lambeau Field, and he told everybody he was happy to be at Lambert Field.
Lambert Field, ooh! Ooh. Again, it happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just misspeak, or sometimes maybe they wander off into areas that they should not wander.
Do you recall Bill Clinton commending Detroit Red Wings captain Steve Yzerman?
Oh, yes. Yes. That's just, you know,
that's one of my favorites.
And you wonder if, as he was engaged in this, reading something, did he come across the name and go, uh-oh.
Yeah, I probably.
I'm in trouble.
I'm still surprised that somebody didn't stop him and say, okay, Yzerman.
Yeah, Yzerman. I mean, if you're going to say it, or just remove it and just say, you know, just say the captain.
Right, yeah. You could just say that.
The Red Wings would have understood that. Well, anyway, just but I thought it was just, again, to take a little shot. And maybe, as I said, MSU fans might appreciate the mix-up since there's still so many memories that aren't that fond of Nick Saban's years at the green and white.